Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. A few days ago, we told you that on April 2nd, 1823, the people of Barbados learned that the island had recently lost a highly regarded colonial agent in the person of Gibbs Walker Jordan. On this day, April 5th, 1823, there was a report issued on a recent vote taken in the local parliament to select his replacement. According to the Barbadian newspaper, two persons were proposed by the members of the House of Assembly for the position. One was a John P. Mears, whom the editor of the newspaper seemed to heavily favor. Mears was glowingly described in the publication as one who had long served the public with all the energies of his powerful and independent mind, and as possessing of high character in his public and private life. His opponent for the position was one Thomas Howard Griffith. The writer admitted he was not as acquainted with him, but was prepared to unashamedly throw his support behind Mears. The vote in Parliament, however, suggested that many members were not as excited about Mears' candidacy. When the results of the poll were revealed, Mears got 9 votes to Griffith's 10. However, with the Speaker not voting and with 2 members absent from the House because of illness, both men fell short of the required 12 votes needed to secure the appointment. This meant that a new election would have to be held. The writer of the piece was disappointed in the outcome. He expressed the view that the results of the voting were to be deplored. He felt that Mears' appointment as agent would be hailed with the utmost joy by those people located both locally and in England who had an interest in the outcome. However, Mears had to wait until 1831 to be finally appointed to the position. And as it turned out, he was the last person appointed by the legislature as colonial agent. The main reason for that was that by that time, abolitionists were ramping up their efforts to end slavery, and over time, the ability of the colonies to influence British policy had been on the decline, and the emancipation of the enslaved people took place just 3 years later, making the post largely irrelevant and not worth the cost. However, as historian Bruce M. Taylor tells us, Mears' appointment was still quite important because as a planter and estate owner, he owned Staple Grove Estate, he had a strong economic interest in representing his fellow planters and combating the abolitionists in the British Parliament and getting the best possible deal for them when it became clear that emancipation was inevitable.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.